Collective Minds Radio.
Stand on your square, we on the earth, we about to earn it out. Tune in and turn it up to hear what we talking about, whether it's old or a new point. Call in with your viewpoint and add to our collective of colorful perspective. The brothers, word to the mothers of the queens and the kings. We gon' get into some things, dig deep and going deeper, waking up the sleeper. Who be been the peeper? Yeah, your boy done found a keeper. See, we talking.
It is what it is.
Yo, yo, peace family. We back in the building. This is Brother Kev, a.k.a. Cosmic Kev.
And this is the one and only Rigel.
Hotep, a barbegani, assalamu alaikum. This is Mufasa Ra.
All right, and we are Collected Minds Radio. We back in the building, family, another week, another dynamic show, hopefully to share some constructive dialogue with the family. You know, we've been having some powerful shows lately here leading up to the election, which is less than 48 hours away. You dig what I'm saying? We got the presidential election between Trump and Biden. Also, you know, important local elections going on as well, but, you know, most people are really focused on this presidential election between these two candidates. So, yeah, we here. You know, we about to have a dynamic show. Before we get started, Queen Rigel and Brother Mufasa, how was y'all week? And do y'all have any announcements for us?
I had a very, very busy week, but great, great, no complaints. Productive. Maybe I should say that I had a very productive week, and I'm very thankful for that. But no announcements.
Yes,
just ready to get in.
All right. Yes, indeed. And my brother Mufasa, how was your week, my brother? And you got any announcements for us?
Yeah, I had a good week as well. Announcement is I'm putting together. I'll let y'all know when I finalize everything, but I keep y'all all informed about the after party for the Donald Trump win. You know, when he takes the election
right.
This Tuesday, you know, I'll let y'all know what we have in the after party in case y'all want to come by and kick it.
Oh,
so,
snap.
Be on the lookout for that.
Yes, indeed. A MAGA rally. You feel me? But, nah. Yeah, I don't have any announcements. Like Rigel said, yeah, I had a busy week. There's been a lot going on, but a great week nonetheless. You know what I mean? 2020 has been an amazing week. It's been an amazing year. There's been a lot going on. And, you know, this week is no different because we've been waiting for a long time for this election to get here. And it's finally here, November 3rd. Third is the election, which is this coming Tuesday. It's going down. One way or the other, it's going down. So, yeah, we're going to see how things play out. That's what we actually are discussing today, family. This is the last show before the election. So, you know, call up. Let us know what's going on. This is Collective Minds. This is not a spectator sport. We ain't all got to think alike, but we all have to think. And hit us up. The number is 929-477-1697. All right? So, yeah, I mean, we can go ahead and get into it. I know this past week there were no debates or anything that happened. It was just, you know, each presidential candidate, they had their rallies and things going on, trying to, you know, get the support. But for me, just real quick, I think it's going to come down to which party is the most gangster, because they both gonna be doing little things to try to steal the election, both sides. So, you know, they're going to be doing their little thing, little voter suppression things, trying to throw away ballots and do all these kind of slick things. So it's going to come down to basically who's the most crafty and who's the most gangster, who wants it the more and willing to do the things to, you know, to get it done. So it's definitely going to be a fight, you know. I'm predicting it's going to be close. But I predicted when Trump won in 2016 that he was going to be a two-term president. So I'm sticking with my original prediction. And just real quick, I do not like these scary Negroes that be coming on TV and on social media, bucking their eyes, talking about we just got to get Trump out. He's the worst. He's this. He's that. We just got, like, I don't like that, fam. It doesn't really show. It doesn't show, especially when men do it. It doesn't show any type of manhood. It just shows that it's just really cowardice to me that you're going to let whoever wins the president affect you in that manner to where you scared and talking about we going back to the 60s and all this crazy nonsense. Like, what are you afraid of? You know what I'm saying? Like, what are you scared of? Like, come on, fam.
The white man gonna beat me.
Yeah, he gonna put us back into slavery. So, no, he gonna put you back into slavery. Because if you let that go down, then that's on you. You see what I'm saying? So I don't get with all that. And I really don't like how, you know,
what
I'm
it is.
Some black men out here bucking their eyes, talking about they scared and we got to get Trump out. So that's
Trump
my two cents.
Dogs on
to start it
Trump
off and get
the dogs on us, brother Kev.
Man, bro, I don't like it. I don't participate in none of that foolishness. I'm just looking at it like, you know, it's just two sides of the same bird, two parties on the same bird, two wings of the same bird, and one wants to rule one way and the other wants to rule another way. So that's how I'm kind of looking at it. And me personally, I don't think black people actually have a dog in this fight, if you want to be honest. But, you know, we'll see how things play out, you feel me? But I digress. Yeah. Hit us up, family. We'll be going to the call lines in a minute, but we'll go to Brother Mufasa and Queen Raiju and just get their take on what they seeing so far in this election. I guess we'll start with Queen Raiju. You know, what are you seeing as far as, you know, what the media putting out? What, you know, are you feeling as who do you think is going to win this election? And, you know, just give your overall thoughts as we are less than 2 days away from the actual election. What are you feeling and what are your overall thoughts on the election, Queen Raiju, thus far?
Okay, so since I am on record in the beginning saying what I predicted was going to happen, I think it would be good to start back from back then. When he was first reelected, I was just like you, Brother Kev. Yes. I'm sure, without a doubt, he's getting reelected again. Second term, yes. However, as I'm watching how this thing is playing out on my end and the outlets that I watch, it seems that he have a big chance of losing. So I found this to be interesting to me in my own little world because, like I said, I was once – like, no doubt, he's definitely going to get a second term. But now I'm like, I don't know. Hopefully he get a second term because I don't know if he will or won't, you know. But another interesting thing that I'm noticing with this thing is that it's interesting how so many people is like, get Trump out. And that's
right.
Just interesting. And then, and just for the record, I'm not I'm not even voting. So it just hopefully that'll give you some insight on my position. I'm just simply making an observation here, and I'm just telling you guys how I'm observing it from my perspective and from my atmosphere. And what I'm seeing is that everybody, the majority, the herd is going one way. And just from a spiritual standpoint, I'm always concerned to be with the herd. I'm just concerned about that. So it makes me analyze it and look at this thing a bit different, because I'm like, I'm questioning now, like, why? Why is the popular demand is that get Trump out? You know, it's this huge campaign from where I'm sitting that seems like there's a huge campaign to get Trump out. And it makes me wonder, you know, like, what is really going on here? You know, they're painting Biden as if he's the savior. They're making remarks and comments that we're so divisive now, and we're so divided. And it's like, hello, we've always been divided. You know, when we came over here, it was against our will. That's already right. Division from day one. You know, and that has never been repaired. The fact that we're trying to repair it now is a sign, like, come on, what are you talking about? Why are you saying that we're so divisive now and we're so divided now? Why are you wanting me to believe that it's Trump that's causing this problem? Okay, maybe some may say that maybe he's just adding on to it, I guess. I mean, that's probably what they will say, because that, I guess that will be the argument. So I would love to hear that.
Right.
Because that's what I'm noticing. Like, that makes me question, like, dang, why is everybody wanting him out? And they're painting the picture as if Biden is going to be the savior. Because we're so divisive, we have to get him out. Let's bring this other young man in, Biden, and things will be patched up. Patched back up, because they even speak in that, they speak in it in that content where they say, we need to get America back. You know, we need to get Joe in so that way we can get it back together, because right now it's been divided by Trump. That is, I mean, it makes me, I don't like that narrative, because it give a false impression that we was great, like Trump would say, make America great again. Well, depending on your perspective, and it was probably never great, you know. So I don't think that it's a good thing to try to make it seem like we are in this big fail pool, and now Biden should be in to help us. I mean, it needs to be repaired anyway, regardless of who in there. So I guess this is going to be a matter of who's going to do the most repairing, if any. I don't know. You know, I'm choosing to sit this one out. So I'll let you guys, you know, take part in that. And I'm totally okay for any listeners out there who, I know you have some, and I've spoken with some people who are diehard voters. They really think that we should all get involved. Unfortunately, I'm not like that. I don't think that way, but I respect everybody's opinion, and I don't mind hearing the criticism. Maybe I can learn something. I don't know, because from where I'm at, it's backwards. Voting as a whole definitely can work if we're dealing with a system and a foundation that's already equal and just and, you know, and just fair. But we're not. So I think we have other things to fix before we can do that. Voting, to me, at this point, currently, is putting your boots on first, then trying to put your skinny jeans on. It does not work. So I think it needs to be, some other things need to be repaired first. And, you know, so I'm okay with that. For all my Christian folks, the Bible say we are of the world. We're in the world, but not of the world. So you following the herd, you may want to, you know, kind of think and just kind of look at everything, you know. So I'll leave it there.
All right. Yes, indeed, family. Hit us up, 929-477-1697. This is the last week before the election, so we want to make sure we give a opportunity for everybody to get their thoughts out, and we're going to get to the call lines here in 1 second. But first, our brother Mufasa Ra, you know what? You've been vocal about being a Trump supporter and whatnot, so, you know, how you feeling? You think your guy go get in? You know, what are your thoughts as we sit here, you know, less than 2 days away from the election? You know, what are your thoughts on this upcoming election?
Yes, sir. Well, I want to address a couple of things before I go there. First, I wanted to put it out there that we do have a special guest that's coming on and joining us tonight. We'll bring him on right behind me to ask him some questions about this election. But I was going to ask you and Raiju, are you guys, I know where y'all at as far as the presidential election go, where you don't like anyone in the candidate, so y'all not voting, but are y'all going to at least go to participate in the local, you know, the casting a vote for the locals, or y'all just ain't messing with it, period?
You want to go first, Roger?
Yeah, I don't mind. I have my answer right here. Well, because of my feelings and my views when it comes to voting as a whole, you know, more than likely, I might not. Things could change, and the reason that I make that point is because I have voted before. It's just I have made a decision to not participate. So it's not like I've never voted. I have voted for numerous of reasons to try to get more involved, to learn about it, but it just never, to be quite honest, it never just hit my spirit to do it. So if something taps into my spirit and I feel the desire tugging at my spirit to do so, I might participate. I don't know, but right now I don't plan to.
All right.
It's an interesting word that that is probably the biggest thing I've said in that sentence. Participate.
Right, right.
You ain't messing with it at all.
Yeah, I'm kind of with Raiju at this point because, like I said, growing up, you know, when I turned 18, I was voting in, you know, all the elections as they came. I was, you know, highly involved in politics, paid attention. But over the years, as I've seen how things been going, I've been kind of paying attention to how corrupt the system is. And I've kind of lost interest as time has went on. Definitely, I'm not voting for president. I don't think any candidate is offering anything. So I'm just going to sit this one out and handle my own affairs. As far as locally, nothing has really, grabbed my spirit to go out and vote at this point. Because what I'm seeing is a lot of, you know, the black Democrats are going with, you know, the Democratic agenda, of course, as that's, you know, that's their party. And I'm not really too sold on the Democrat agenda. I'm not really sold, you know, too much on a Republican agenda either. But, you know, I just don't, you know, feel a need to really vote in this election. I'm really just going to probably sit this one out, see how things play out, and try to regroup for, you know, the spring, because I do have one of my brothers that's running for the 21st alderman, actually, in St. Louis. My brother Tashawa Masamba, I think that's how I'm saying his name. Forgive me, brother, if I, you know, mispronounce the name. But he's running. So, you know, I may get involved in the spring. I'm not totally counting out voting. I'm just saying right now there's other things, in my opinion, that I think are more important than voting, really just voting, because I'm not putting no idea. I put some money out there to support a candidate, but I think just voting is not going to do it. There's a lot more groundwork that needs to be done in order to ensure that things are getting done. if that makes sense. So I may just sit this one out and come back, you know, next spring or 2022, 2024, and get more involved. But as of right now, I really don't. It's not in me. I'm really kind of disappointed in the whole process, to be honest. So I probably won't be voting this year.
I will. Real quick, the brother you talking about his last name is Masemba.
Masemba, yeah. Tashara Masemba, yes, sir.
Yep.
He's
okay.
Running for the 21st ward.
Yeah,
we're going to have to chop it up with him and get him on here. He's pushing a reparations agenda. You know, he has a black agenda, so I'm with that. You know what I'm saying? I'm with a candidate who stands on that and who's firm on that. And then, you know, we can discuss the other things. So that's what I'm on. And if nobody's offering that, then I don't, you know, I just don't really see a reason to vote. But I digress.
All right, yeah, we definitely got to talk about that one. You know, I got a dog in that race, too.
Yes, sir.
John C. Muhammad. So they actually ran against each other.
Oh, okay.
So we got to talk about
that. Okay, yeah. Yes, indeed.
Yeah.
Yes, indeed.
So as far as the reason I asked y'all that, because, you know, I'm down for voting, and I really think we should, everybody should pay attention and get involved with their local election. I think we need to start getting more serious about that, even more so than we do with these presidential elections. We need to start studying what's going on in our neighborhoods and in our communities. But I would love to, maybe we could bring that up at a different show, a different time, about, you know, the power, or, you know, should we be voting for these local, getting involved in these local elections. So I'll be ready for that. But, yeah, definitely I'm voting. Definitely I'm voting for, you know, Uncle Don. And, yes, I feel he's going to pull us out.
Yes, indeed.
I'm ready to see what he's going to do with these next 4 years, implementing that platinum plan, you know, getting things done for the black community. And at least I know one thing for sure. He is going to continue to entertain me and give me something to talk about and something to laugh about. At least he will do that. On the other hand,
that's what the movies and the
creepy
other things are for, entertainment.
Dang,
YouTube, you got all that stuff there. You don't need no president for that.
Calm down. Just calm down, right? Now, as I was saying before I was so rudely interrupted, you know, you get Creepy Joe. I don't want no pedophile president feeling and fondling on children that can't control itself, or has no type of control for itself. I don't want to vote for a man in Joe Biden who don't even think that black people are diverse as the Latino community. I don't want to vote for nobody like that. I don't want to vote for someone who put laws in place, a crime bill in place that locked up black folks by the thousands. You know, I don't want to vote for nobody like that. I don't want to vote for a candidate who stumbles and bumbles over his own words, forgets who he's running against. That concerns me when he has to deal with world leaders. Like, come on, who's going to take this man serious? I think that they will bully over Joe Biden. We'll be looked at, the country will be looked at as a joke. So, I can't support Joe. I'm supporting the Don, someone who showed his mental toughness. You know, people been hitting him with everything. The man took corona on the chin, impeachment on the chin, all types of drama. Just bam, boom, he take it. You know what I'm saying? Got sick with the Rona. He takes it. He's a proven champ. So, yeah, I'm rolling with the Don, someone that we know has the mental toughness to run the country. It's between Joe and the Don. Like I say, I'm rolling with the Don. So I will be out there, and I'll let y'all know where the after party will be at when the Don wins.
All right.
It is what it is.
It is what it is. This is Collected Minds Radio. Oh, man, this is going to be in the archives, family. This is the final show before the biggest election, probably, you know, in our lifetime. Definitely one of the most polarizing, as, you know, the mainstream media has made Trump out to be the super duper villain. He's the ultimate bad guy. He's the only racist. He has brought racism back to America. Actually, never left, but let them tell it. You know, he's done all these things. He's ruined the country. They blame Trump for 200,000 plus COVID deaths. Trump single-handedly killed all of them. You know what I'm saying? Let them tell it. But I get, you know, that kind of raised my antennas when I hear them going in on Trump so much, because it's like, come on, y'all know this country has been what it is. I think Trump exposes racism on both sides, and they don't like it. They want to keep the racism hidden. That is, the Democrats want to keep their racism hidden. You know, they want to smile and come around and pat us on the back, tell us how bad we got it, and keep us in that situation for the next 50 years. So I'm really not buying that Democrat game. To be honest, I think Trump was a better candidate than Biden. You know, I don't think Biden is that guy. I don't think he's mentally there. I don't think he has the fortitude to be, you know, to be in that seat. I don't think he's that guy. So, yeah, I'm going to just leave that right there. But we do.
They said over 91 million people voted early.
Right. So, yeah, that's what I wanted to do too, family. I wanted to go through, before we bring in our special guest, we're going to bring in our special guest, our alumni. But real quick, I just want to go through, just so we have this on record, as far as the swing states and how the polling is going so far from what they're reporting. And this is from The Guardian, and the article is titled U.S. Election Polls Tracker, Who is Leading in Swing States, Trump or Biden? And when we look at Florida, Florida has a total of 29 electoral votes, so it has a lot of electoral votes. And it says Biden is winning 48% to 46%. And that's, again, early voting. So, you know, we haven't got – that's up until – actually, that's only up until October 28th. Biden is leading by 2%, according to this particular poll, in Florida. Pennsylvania is the next swing state, where they got 20 electoral votes, and it shows Biden actually has a wider lead in Pennsylvania. 50 votes for Biden and 45% of the votes for Trump. Okay, and that's as of, again, October 28th. And in Ohio, now, Ohio has 18 electoral votes, and Ohio has Trump leading. Trump has 48% of the votes, and Biden has 46% of the votes in Ohio. So that's a very close one in Ohio. Michigan, which is another big swing state with 16 electoral college votes, Biden has a big lead on this one. Biden is at 51% and Trump is at 43%. So that's almost an 8%. Well, it is, yeah, almost an 8% lead in Michigan that Biden has over Trump, according to these polls. And got a couple more. North Carolina, which has 15 electoral votes, Biden has 49% of the votes, and Trump has 47% of the votes. So that's about a 2% difference on votes in North Carolina, with Biden leading that state. And the last one we're going to do is Arizona, which has 11 electoral votes, and they have Biden ahead at 48% of the votes, and Trump has 45% of the votes in Arizona. So that's about a 3, you know, around a 3% difference on that one. So as you can see, and then let me give the family this. This is the national polls up until October 28th. It has Biden leading at 51%, and it has Trump trailing him at 43% of the votes. So as you can see, you know, they're reporting that Biden is leading. But again, I think as it gets closer to the election, that gap is going to narrow, and Trump is going to pull it up. You know what I'm saying? But I just wanted to give the family that as far as where we stand, you know, as far as the votes and what we're seeing so far, and how this thing could flip as we get, you know, close to November 3rd. So just wanted to put that out there. And if y'all ready, we can bring in our special guest. You know, this man is an alumni. He's been very vocal about him being a Trump supporter, even, you know, from our first show. I think he opened up with saying he was a Trump supporter, by the way. So here we are. You know, Trump had his first term, and, you know, we looking to see if he's going to, you know, get this second term. So we want to welcome our alumni, our brother. He always supports us. Y'all want to bring on Mr. Pianchi. What's up, Mr. P? You here?
Yeah, I'm here. You know,
all right, yes,
the question should be is what about Trump's policies that he talked about during his campaign based on his town hall meetings with people.
Mm-hmm.
What is it about his issues that a person don't like? That's the question.
Mm-hmm.
All that other stuff is irrelevant.
Right.
About who he did this, so on and so on. Now, it's not that way with Joe Biden, because I've heard individuals base past history of a candidate and made judgment on whether they should vote for them or not. Are they fitting for the job? You look at some Supreme Court nominees, Justice Kavanaugh.
Right.
He went back during his teenage years on allegations. But when it comes down to Joe Biden, the evidence is out there. It's out there in video of listening to him, a recording of him talking, the things he said, the things he's introduced. So here's the point. If blacks can vote for Joe Biden with all that, then there's no need to come up with these excuses in the future. Well, I can't vote for him because he did this. Look, you voted for Lacey Clay how many times? Lacey Clay's wife had to find out that he divorced her when her children read about it in the newspaper.
Oh, wow. Wow.
Bill Clinton is on record saying that Syrian refugees should rebuild Detroit. Detroit's a black city. Motown, the Temptations and the Supremes. When blacks left the South, Detroit was a destination because they worked in the automobile plants. Good job.
Okay. Let me ask you this, Carl. I want to ask you and our brother Mufasa this, since y'all both Trump supporters. And then we'll get to the call lines and, you know, have them chime in with the conversation. But I want to ask y'all this. Because I hear this from a lot of Democrats, both black and white, and one of the things that they talk about when it comes to Donald Trump is they talk about his federal judge nominees or confirmation that he's put up for these federal courts. And they talk about the number of or lack of diversity in the judges that he nominates, right? Mostly white, you know, up until this point, I think, according to this Pew Research, he's appointed 100, and now this is through July 7th, so this would not count Amy Barrett, who just got confirmed. But up until July 7th, out of 194 judges, Trump confirmed 165, or the Senate confirmed 165 white judges to 8 blacks, 8 Hispanics, 12 Asians, and one other. Basically just saying that his overwhelming majority of nominees have been white, conservative, very right judges. And that's one of the reasons they say, you know, we should get Trump out of here. So I want to know, how do y'all respond to that particular criticism of Trump as far as him nominating all these white, far-right conservatives? And you can go first.
Well, let me
say
this first.
Go ahead, my brother. Let me say
this real quick, because I want to get that information from my guests. But how big is the pool to pull from? How diverse is the pool of judges to pull from? Is there a large degree of black judges out there to grasp from? I'm just curious. I'm just asking that question as well. How many judges is there to pull from this? You know, how diverse is that pool? Maybe the man just grabbed what he needed from what he had to work with. I'm just saying.
Okay.
Well, really, it goes by recommendation of an organization that makes those recommendations. Another point. Why come Obama didn't fill him? He was there for 8 years. Huh?
Mm.
Why didn't Obama fill him? He left them open. He was supposed to give everybody reparations and do for blacks his last year. Everybody was saying, oh, he's going to do it his last year. Well, why come he didn't fill the judgeship? And here's another point.
Right.
Judge is supposed to rule on a issue and see whether or not it's constitutional or is following the main point of the statute. You had Clarence Thomas, a black man, and he does that very well. And people hate him, coming from the black community.
There you go. That's what I'm saying.
So what
they
difference does it make? Yeah, they call him all kind of names. So the issue with a judge is that a judge is not supposed to legislate from the bench. The judge is supposed to be constitutional, just like Amy said. She's not there to make laws. Congress makes the laws. The legislature makes the laws. We're there to make sure that the laws does not circumvent the U.S. Constitution. Also, we're there to make sure that when the regulatory agency, one of the Code of Federal Regulation agencies, when they make rules based on the leader of that agency, interpretation of the law, is the rule in line with the law. And if people want me to better explain that, I can.
All right. Yes, indeed. No, I just wanted to get y'all response because I hear that a lot, you know, as far as the judges. And, you know, they talked about Obama. Now, Obama did nominate a lot of black judges. So I think the pool is out there. That's what I'd be saying. You know, I think Trump is doing what he do. He's playing to his base. He's playing to the people that have supported him. But I think as far as, you know, our brother Mufasa question, I think, yeah, there are, you know, a lot of black qualified judges from what I'm seeing from previous presidents that have nominated black judges. But I digress from that.
And, you know, one other thing, too.
They look at
how judges have ruled throughout their tenure. And if the judge rule is one way slanted, which is all right. I mean, that's based on their experience. Then that's, you know, judges ruling against the Second Amendment, like we have some, like Sullivan, I think, then I don't want him as a judge. And here's the point, too. 26 U.S. Code, Section 6103, which says the confidential disclosure returns and return information. That there, 26 is a statute, and the code under that statute is 6103. And the rule says you are not to disclose anyone's tax information. Now, if somebody had a problem with that, then they take it to the courts. And the courts rule and say, well, disclose it as it says here. You're not supposed to disclose a person's tax information unless they give you permission to do so.
Right, right. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. All right, family, if you're just joining us, we are having a political discussion. This is our final show before the big election on November 3rd between Trump and Biden. Most of the polls up to this point have Biden leading, but the gap is beginning to narrow as we get closer and closer to November 3rd, to, you know, Tuesday. So hit us up. The number is 929-477-1697. Y'all, let's hit the call lines, Roger, see what's up.
Okay. Area code 612-545. Call your own with Collective Minds Radio. Do you have a question or a comment?
Yes, I got a quick comment and just want to get your thoughts on it. I'm a black Trump supporter myself, and I wasn't a Republican all my life. I voted for Obama twice and actually volunteered in his campaign. But I think that his policies, to Pianki's point, are exactly what we should look for. This is what brought me over to his side and why I'm going to be voting for him. And for those of you who are on the fence, I think it might convince you, but you let me know what you think. So as far as the policies he's done, he did criminal justice reform. He got prison reform done. He passed opportunity zones, which brought, you know, billions of dollars of investment into the inner cities. As far as policies he's been trying to pass, the school choice, which is something that I'm a big fan of, which is a policy that says the federal funding that would go to your child, to your child's public school, which it could be anywhere from $10,000 to $15,000 per year, you could then take that and have that government pay for your private tuition at a private school of your choice, which is a program that would benefit, you know, inner city families, lower income families the most. And as far as what he's put on the table now, I think the Platinum Plan is a great idea. It's a $500 billion plus investment targeted at bringing 3 million jobs to the black community. The money stated goal is to create over 500,000 black-owned businesses through grants directly from that funding. And in my opinion, I think these are things that can be used. And if you think about Trump is a tool that can be used effectively. The reason is he, for whatever, you know, for different reasons, has tremendous power over the Republican Party. And he can bend them and sway them like he did on criminal justice reform. Because a lot of Republicans didn't want to do it, and he pressured them into it because his popularity in the party is so big. Any Republican that goes against him, once he pressures them, they always cave in. And so from that standpoint, he could be effective as far as getting the legislation through because, as we know, more often times than not, the Republicans usually control the Senate and even the House, which I expect they will after this election. And as far as the upcoming election, what to look for, I just want to say the states that they claim are battlegrounds are not really battlegrounds. Like, I think Trump's going to win Florida comfortably because the Latino vote in Miami is really strong for him. I think North Carolina's got in the bag, same for Ohio and Iowa. Now, the states to look for is Georgia, could go Democrat, but I think it's leaning Trump. Same for Texas and Arizona. But the four states that really matter and where the election's going to be determined is Minnesota, Wisconsin, Michigan, and PA. So I'm from Minnesota. I've recently, the last week or two, been in both Michigan, Ohio, and in PA as well. And I've seen the support out there. I talk to people who, you know, live out there and just get engaged where things are at. And most people on the ground, including people that I know that work in the local, you know, Democratic offices, they feel like Trump's going to win up there. And so I think he's got this election. And what we should all be worried about is what's going to be the reaction the next 3 or 4 days after. Because if Trump wins,
right,
we all know what's going to go down. The left is going to go nuts. We're going to see rioting, looting,
right,
cities on fire. So
right,
if you live in a major city, I would definitely recommend making sure you got food and water put away just in case. You know, definitely protect if you got, you know, potentially windows getting busted. You might want to protect it. If you got a business, definitely protect it. And if you got some type
right
of, you know, firearms, I would definitely recommend that just in case. Just something to look out for. But I'd love to get your thoughts and see if you have any disagreements or maybe different views on what I said.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed.
Yeah,
appreciate you
calling. Points.
Yeah.
Good points, Colin.
Yeah, I think you made some good points. I think what I took away most from what you said, my brother, is I do think that Trump can be used as a tool more than Biden. I think we can, you know, I think we, meaning when I say we, I mean black people, I think he would be willing to work with us more than Biden. I think the Democrats kind of think they know what's best for black people and black, you know, this and that. But I think we could probably use Trump, and I think Trump would do something to spite the Democrats, to spite the Obama. You know what I'm saying? He would do something for black people just to rub it in their face. So I think to your point, we can use him to kind of push and get certain policies through if we're unified and codified and on the same page. I think we can use him. So, you know, that's what I took away from, you know, mostly from what you just said, my brother. But
I got a question for Mr. Pianki.
Mm-hmm.
What do you say to people, like, because we brought up these points before of Trump. I know I have. Like, when I mentioned about the First Step Act, what do you say to people who say, well, Trump, he ain't really did nothing. That Obama had already started that. Obama was already releasing black people from prison. Donald Trump just riding the coattail. What do you say to comments like that?
Well, if that's the case, what Joe Biden done with the Ukraine should have been Obama's responsibility. When Joe Biden told the Ukraine said, well, the president promised it. Joe Biden said, call the president. Now, my case is, what the heck was Obama doing?
Right.
In 2017, 2018, black medium household income. These are things you worry about. How much money have you got to order to raise your child and do functional things in your life? Black medium household income, according to U.S. Census, rose 257% greater than it did for white families. It rose 2.2%. Whites, 0.8%. Look at this GDP report that came out. It was 33.1%. That's the highest since 1950, coming off of World War II during the Eisenhower administration. It was 17.6%. Even in the eyes of this pandemic, which I have very little to talk about. So that's what counts. Like the young man just said, school choice. Mm-hmm. Education equates to what type of dollars you're going to make in this economy in the United States. You can't be arguing about the disparity between the incomes between blacks and whites. Right. When your children are not being educated for those high pay salary demanding jobs, which do exist. And
right.
in the present
right.
system, it's not happening. So what I say, and what when blacks and Latinos in particular are polled and surveyed in the 70 percentile, they say they want choice. Their parents want choice, and they want vouchers. In other words, they want the money to follow the child. So if they think that their child, and you're planning for your child's long-term educational goals to be a medical doctor, to be an aviator, or something else, then you should be able to put your child in that environment very early so you can start the long-term preparation, whereas they can master the skills that their profession require.
Got you. Yeah, and one more quick thing before we get get to the other callers. Family, if you're just joining us, this is Collective Minds Radio. You know, we are talking about the upcoming election, which is less than 48 hours away. We have our special guest, Mr. Pianki, with us. Now, I want to ask you this, Mr. Pianki, because I know, you know, you pay attention to the economy, you know, and the market. You know, I'm invested in the market. How does the economy look under Biden if he wins, and how do you think it would look under Trump if he wins?
Well, Biden said he's going to raise taxes. See, Donald Trump lowered business taxes. He lowered income tax. A married couple now have an exemption of $24,000 of their income before any taxation takes place. Before, it was 12. A single person is 12,000. Before, it was 6. He's going to raise taxes on businesses. Their tax rate now is 21%. Trump wanted to take it down to 15%. You see all the work that's going on Highway 270? there at Ferguson going up to Bell Fountain Road, actually 367. That's from the infrastructure, money he's put toward the infrastructure that's allowing those highway work to go on. There at 270, and I think it's Riverview, Lilac. You got Nucor Coal Road. Nucor has built a plant in New Madrid, and they built one someplace else in Missouri because of Donald Trump's tax reforms and also the tariffs on similar products that they make that's being imported into this country coming from places where the labor is cheap. You can't survive like that if your doors are wide open. Blacks talk about having businesses, which is a good idea. Mm-hmm. They need to have businesses, I think, in manufacturing production. But if you're paying a minimum wage of $15 an hour, some places they want $20, how are you going to compete with a Taiwan? How are you going to compete with a China? How are you going to compete with a Korea? You can't. Mm-hmm. Unless they put tariffs on the goods that's being imported from those countries where the labor is cheap and oftentimes subsidized by the government, whereas their prices are going to be higher than yours. That's how you do it.
Okay. Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. All right, family. Let's hit the call line and see what's going on.
Okay. Area code 314-568. Caller, you're on with Collective Minds Radio. Do you have a question or a comment?
No, I'm just listening.
Okay.
All right. Yes, thank indeed. You. Appreciate you calling.
Okay. Area code 315-767. Call you on with Collective Minds Radio. Do you have a question or a comment?
Hey there, Collective Minds. Yeah, I'll go ahead and make a comment.
Hey, Colin.
Peace, Colin.
Hey, what's going on, Mr. P?
Hello, sir.
Kevin. Yeah. So, sorry, I just parked. I'm just getting off work. Let me get this stuff together real quick. Here we go. So I want to make an analogy. I have a little analogy to make about our voting system. So generally, up until this election, we have like this two-party system. We have a third party, if you want to count the Libertarian Party, you know, Joe Jorgensen, but she's like a throwaway vote if you vote for her. But she's there to vote for. But generally, we have a two-party group. It's Democrat or Republican if you actually want your vote to count for something.
Right.
So generally, it's been like, let's say, like you walk into a supermarket. This is my analogy here. You walk into a supermarket, and you don't get to go shopping. You don't get to do any shopping. You walk in, you get in line, and then you're faced with these two shopping carts. There's a blue shopping cart, and there's a red shopping cart. And they're both filled up with stuff. Yeah, some of the stuff in them carts you like, some stuff you don't want. It's just a cart. So you get to choose. You're going to take this blue cart or you're going to take this red cart. And that's it. Neither one costs more than the other. Both of them have junk in it that you don't want and stuff that you do want. It's just that you're going to pick the one that has more of the stuff that you want in it. And that's generally what we've been doing up in, you know, for our elections. You just kind of pick the one that has more of the junk in it that you actually might like, and you deal with all the crap that's, you know, left over in the cart.
Right.
So this, the only difference with this year, though, is that this time you walk into the store and you see your red cart and you see your blue cart. Your red cart is filled up with a bunch of stuff that you know you don't like, and then it's got some stuff in there that you, hey, that's some stuff I like. And said, but what about this other cart? And you look over at the other cart, it's the blue cart. And it's got a blanket over it. You don't get to see what's in the cart. And you say, well, what's in the blue cart? And they said, well, once you buy it, you'll be able to find out what's in it.
I'm like, right.
I want to see if there's some stuff in it that I want right now. No. No. I mean, you can buy this red cart. It's got a bunch of junk in it. Yeah, I know. Maybe a little bit more that you don't like than usual. But then you can always get this blue cart over here. But I don't even know if there's anything in the blue cart. It doesn't matter. You'll get to find out once you buy the blue cart. So, it's like, who's going to buy that blue cart? Because that's how this has been going. The only points that the Democrats have been making is
it is what it is
remarks about our president. The only thing that they're saying is that orange man bad. And if you ask them what policies that they're going to implement, they say, well, we'll let you know when you elect us. But but we want to know now. Even Cube, even Ice Cube said, hey, DNC, let's talk about what you got in plans for the black folks. And they said, nah, we'll discuss with you after the election. But then Donald Trump said, yeah, come on. I got this thing coming. You know, this idea, help me, you know, flesh it out.
Right.
I mean, yeah, you might not vote for me, but yeah, I'll sit down and talk to you. I want to know the needs. And then, you know what? I'll publish it on my website for everybody to see. Before you vote for me. Now, I mean, what sane person would walk into that supermarket and take the cart with the blanket over it?
Exactly.
But that's what we see happening today. That's what we see happening with this election. They circle and skirt the questions, and they don't commit to anything and say, elect us, and then we'll show you. That doesn't make sense.
Right. Yeah.
So I don't see how anybody can vote for Biden. I don't see how anybody can vote for Biden right now because that administration is not releasing any information on how it's going to help anybody in their administration. But we see what Trump is going to do, and Trump is outreaching. He's been reaching out. He's been reaching out his whole 4 years. This man's been in politics for 47 years and ain't never extended a hand.
Right. Facts.
But
yeah,
people are still
going to
vote for him because orange man bad.
Right. Great point. And they're using a lot of fear. Like I say, when I started off on the show, they're using a lot of fear. So I think a lot of people are voting for Biden out of fear. You see what I'm saying?
I got one more comment.
Go ahead, my brother.
Okay, so you were asking about the judges, about how so many judges this and so many judges that. So I'm going to make another analogy just for you. So you need to make a car repair. You need to make this is the car that, you know, you transport your family in. You need to make sure it's safe. This is the car that you rely on to get to and from work so you can make some money. This is important for you. So you're looking at all these mechanics that are going to work on your car. And they all have these star ratings, you know, 4.5, 4, you know, 3.5. So once you look at all these ratings, who are you going to choose for this? And they all cost the same, but you just need to choose the best mechanic. Are you going to pick the 3.5 star? Are you going to pick the 4.5 star? Who are you going to choose?
To be honest, I'll probably go with the one.
Based off of their record of work. What are you going to
choose? The best reviews and, you know, the highest rating.
Okay. So now when you approach this person to fix your car, he's a white guy. Are you going to let him not service your car?
No, I wouldn't let him service my car. No. I would let him service my car.
Right.
Now, but here's the deal with me, though. If there's a black guy with the same rating or a similar rating, I would probably go with the black guy just as the deal breaker.
Okay.
But, yeah.
All right. Yeah. Now look at this. Now, what if there's a direct competition between a 4.5 star and a 3.5 star? The 4.5 is white and the 3.5 is black. It might just because of experience. I mean, he might have made a faux pas once and brought his score down. You know, are you going to take 3.5 just because he's black, or are you going to take the one that can actually, you know, is going to make your car safe for real?
Yeah, I get your point. I'm going with the best person for the job.
It's called merit. It's called merit. So you can't
you
can't say that these judges that have been put in place are put in place just because they're white. Like Mr. Piyaki said, they have boards and other review organizations in place to find out, to suss out who has the merit to even get put on the list in the first place. And it's an achievement thing. It's like when you do a breakdown of the population of America, there's just a whole bunch more white people. And yes, white people have a head start. So a lot more of them get through the school, get through the bar, get through being a lawyer and all these other judges and move on up.
Right.
Yes.
Right.
More black people It would be nice to have more black people doing it, but they have to take an interest and get themselves in a position to be picked in the first place. If they're not getting there, mm-hmm. then why is it the president's fault that they're just not there?
See, that's what
when
I was talking about.
Right, have to
the
be
pool.
Filled.
When I was talking about the pool to pick from, that's what I was alluding to.
Right.
So
right,
all
right.
that is a sign is that
no, I,
hey,
I
there's
think
job openings
saying.
Out there.
I think
there's
what
job
is saying
out
is
there.
Different. Or Mufasa.
Yeah, there's job openings
no,
out
no,
there.
No, no, it's exactly.
We,
go
we
ahead,
should,
I,
we should start lighting a fire under our community butts and start getting ourselves more involved in the politics, whether it be through the judicial branch, the executive branch, or the legislative branch. We need to actually start. We can't complain about there not being black judge drawn if we're not becoming black judges.
Yeah, and that's what I was – so it's, that's not different. Maybe it was just misunderstood what I was getting at. But that's what I was meaning by the pool to choose from, the pool of basically – qualified, certified black judges to pull from. How big is it? How many are out there? That's what I was. That's what I was getting at.
I think they out there though. I think they are out there. I think it's black judges that are out
but
there.
Are they?
Remember,
are they,
remember.
Are they meeting
this,
the standards? But are they meeting
right? Are they
the
meeting
standards?
The standards? But remember, this chick Amy that just got nominated. She was not even a trial judge. She hasn't really been on the bench. Like, they pulled this lady out of basically nowhere. Like, she doesn't
no, she
have
she's
the...
Been on, no, she hasn't. She has been all over. She has a long record. And she was on the list ever since President Trump became president. She's been on the list.
Right, she's been on the list, but I'm talking about as far as her... As far as how they judge the judges, as far as writing reviews
she's
and other types
no,
of things
she,
that I have looked
yeah,
at.
Yeah, she wrote. She has books. She's published. She has. She's been a professor, a law professor for a while, and she's been on all the benches, leading all the way up. She just got promoted from the level just below Supreme Court, so she's been through all the levels.
Okay. Okay.
And she's a professor, but if you listen to the media tell it. She's a nobody that should have never been put there. Why? Because they believe that she's going to go against Roe versus Wade, and that's it. That's their only argument.
Right,
she's
right,
not,
right.
She's not a raging feminist. You know, she likes her natural hair color. So, and she likes
is a religious,
she likes having babies.
A religious. She's a religious.
Yes.
Some may say religious nut.
They're gonna
well, she got
that
seven
she's
kids.
Qualified. Yes.
She got seven kids, and she adopted
she,
black babies. You know, a black baby is the least one to be ever adopted. Yeah, a black baby is the least to be adopted. They the cheapest baby on the market to be adopted. Black baby will sit there in Annie Malone's from day one until it's time for them to leave, and nobody adopts them. This lady adopted two black children. Matter of fact, it's from Haiti.
They from Haiti, yeah.
Mm-hmm. My daughter's Haitian. So.
Yeah. She abducted.
But leave it to the media. But leave it to the media. She's a racist for you know, adopting black children.
Yeah. And I tell you something else, y'all. That media is dangerous. That media needs to be pulled into check.
The media is dangerous. Yes, I agree. The media is dangerous. Now, okay, right on, Carla. I want to ask you guys this too, real quick, because the other criticism on Trump is, you know, how he responded to the coronavirus. Now, me, I'm on record for saying that I was saying it was a plandemic, it was a scamdemic from the beginning. You know, not to minimize people that have lost their lives. I think the corona, it's a real virus. But the amount of deaths that was going on early on, I didn't feel warranted the shutdown. And I saw, you know, I saw Trump basically trying to push back as far as shutting the country down, but it was over his head and he had to do what he had to do as far as shutting the country down. But that's the other criticism on Trump. So I want to get, you know, y'all response to how y'all think he handled this quote-unquote pandemic called the coronavirus. What are your response to their criticisms on him on that?
Where that criticism is a bunch of hogwash. When we had the first case here in the United States, that's when Trump called for, and I don't know the exact time, but I know it was close to the end of January. That's when Trump's call for a ban of passengers flying into the country coming from certain countries. What did Joe Biden, what did the Democrats call him? A racist.
Right, right.
Another thing. another thing. That's when he found that. That's when it became evident that it was in the United States. You don't react when things are in France or when things are in Spain. You react once it's on your doorstep in this particular case. And another point, the federal government cannot, and I keep iterating, the federal government cannot make people in the United States wear masks when they're out in the public, when they're out in the middle of a shine football field. They can't do that.
Right, right, right.
What you're seeing now is Governor Parson can give instructions to businesses that require a state license to operate. The mayor can give directions to businesses that require a city license to operate. Do you see the difference there? They don't need no federal license to operate. So the federal government can't tell them jack. It's the same way with the police. The federal government can't tell no police department how to act. That's up to the people who hire that department, the people in that department, the police in that department. And for some reason or another, people believe that. And you know the biggest problem that is that I see, and this has been going on for a long time. I didn't recognize this when I became knowledgeable about voting when I turned 18. Blacks are herded like cattle into a direction to support a particular party. They're on King's Highway in Del Mar on a fence on the White Castle lot. There's a sign that shows Joe Biden and Kamala Harris. It shows Steve Roberts of the Roberts family. Mm-hmm. And what does the sign say? Just vote Democrat.
Right. Right.
Now, that's voter suppression. Instead of teaching people how to go about researching the candidates and the issues, like going to votesmart.org, like going to Ballotpedia, where you can pull up a candidate's history, his position, or her position on the items. And I'm going to give you an example. Like, for instance, John Lewis, I think he's still living.
No, John Lewis passed away. He passed away.
All right, well, sorry for his soul.
Yep.
The question, do you support requiring states to adopt federal education standard? John Lewis say yes. Well, blacks want school choice. They don't want that the Common Core. They say they don't want it. He said they need to have it. Do you support the federal regulation of greenhouse gases? Yes. Do you generally support gun control legislation? Yes. I mean, come on now. Do you support requiring immigrants who are unlawfully present to return to their country of origin before they are eligible for citizenship? He says no. Well, let me ask you something. If you are illegally in the country, you are a criminal. You don't come in the country under criminality, then seek the right to remain in the country. No, you do that outside of the country. Why is that? Because when they get in the country, they start doing what, y'all? Come on now. Tell me. They start having babies.
Right.
Then the babies are considered citizens because they're born on U.S. soil. Then, as time goes by and their case is looked at, and it finds out that no, you aren't eligible to stay in the United States, then what's the first thing that they holler and those who advocate for illegals to be in the country holler? You're separating parents from children.
Right, right. Yeah, that's my criticism of Democratic policy. They prioritize illegal immigrants over black people, which I don't agree
and
with.
And that
at
is
all.
Wrong, Kevin.
That is
totally
crazy.
And you got another thing that goes on. Let me tell you this. You immigrants that's in the country can get through the IRS, what's called an I-10, I-T-I-N. That's the Individual Tax Identification Number. Why? Because they not qualified for a Social Security card. But guess what they can do with that I-10 number? They can work. And also, they can get home mortgages. They can buy a house. Blacks here got Social Security cards and everything else, can't get homes like they say they should. They can buy a home.
Wow.
So when you go to sign on closing date at the realtor's office on that particular property, you sign papers. Okay, now what? Well, you can take that paper to the voter's registration because it shows an address with your name on it. And you can say, I want to register to vote. So you got them illegals that's registered to vote and voting in the United States. You can't do that in Mexico.
Right, exactly. Exactly. Great point.
And
we're
not talking about a couple dozen. We're not talking about a couple dozen. We're talking about a whole. And also when they sign that paper, the bank give them a credit card too, by the way.
Wow. See, this is what I'm talking about. I want to ask that same question to our brother Mufasa. I know he answered it before, but how do you respond to the criticism on Trump about how he handled the coronavirus, my brother?
I think he handled it well. He handled it like a professional and like a G. And I'm going to ask the question back, how would Joe Biden handle it? It killed me like any debate. Things that Joe was throwing out there was stuff that Trump already got in place. You know, they were saying certain things like putting up the plexiglass and having people wear masks. These are things that we already are doing to protect the country.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah,
I don't get it. I guess it's a problem that Trump did it. You know, the same things were getting done. It's just that Trump implemented it. If it had been Joe Biden and his team or the Democrats saying, do A, B, and C, okay, then it's okay. But since Trump did it, oh, that was wrong. He didn't do it right. It's just a bunch of foolishness. I think the man did a fantastic job. And it could have been more people who died from this mess, but, hey, it wasn't.
But ask a question on this. What was Congress doing during all that time? What was Nancy Pelosi doing during all that time? What was Googly Eyes doing? I can't think of his name.
Right
off the top.
I know
of my head.
Before it jumped off, they was remember they went through that impeachment thing which failed.
They
through.
Was doing an impeachment. You absolutely
yeah, they was
right.
That impeachment. Right.
They was
yeah,
doing
right.
an impeachment
yeah.
and said that Donald Trump done a quid pro quo because he asked the officials in the Ukraine to look in certain activities that Hunter Biden
right.
was involved in. Because we want
right.
to make sure things are done right.
Mm-hmm.
So Nancy Pelosi looked at that and said, oh no, you can't do this. Then they started this crazy impeachment. If they had been tending to the coronavirus rather than going through all that nonsense on an impeachment, then maybe more could have got done.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. All right, family, we down with inside the last half hour. You know, we, again, less than 48 hours away from the election. It's going to be interesting. As of right now, they got Biden in the lead, but that gap is narrowing as we speak, and the race is getting closer and closer. You know, so November 3rd is going to be a close race, and I predict we probably won't know who won until probably the 4th, 5th, you know, it may be longer than that. It may take a week or two before they finally finalize who actually, will be the president for these next 4 years. So did y'all want to try to get one more call in? Or what you want to do, Roger?
Okay.
Bring some more calls. I'd like to hear what they got to say.
Okay. Area code 319-572, calling on with Collective Minds Radio. Do you have a question or a comment?
Hey, I got a comment. I know y'all just got my message, but I'm just going to put it out here like this. I am tired of black people. They have the right to vote. They're like, I'm not going to go vote. It don't mean nothing anyway. So now you just threw away a vote that could help us. And not only did you, but then, because you did not go out and vote, but now you want to complain about the situation that we get stuck in. And,
right.
And that's one of the things that really irritates me. Is,
well, can I share my reason with you, Colin?
You can talk and complain all you want, but you can't make a difference unless you exercise your right to vote. So,
well, this is right. Let me explain this, Colin, because my position is the system is so corrupt. Why are we trying to participate in a corrupt and tainted system? Everybody knows it's corrupt. And if you're not willing to play the political game, meaning if you're not willing to buy politicians or you don't have the economic base to buy politicians, because politics is what have you done for me lately. And if you're not willing to do that, just you voting is not going to change much. You have to do a lot more than just vote, which that means taking care of yourself, building the economic base for you and your family, things like that, so you're able to play the political game. But if you're just voting, that really doesn't amount to anything, because black people have just been voting without an economic base for the last 60 years, and not much has been accomplished, in my opinion. So that's
yeah, you're
why
right.
And this is going to be really quick, because I'm just responding just because your question really don't apply to me, because I don't feel like I'm a complainer anyway. I adjust, like I stated earlier. This y'all system. I participate as the least amount as I can. So I am in the world. I am participating to some degree, but I try to limit myself. So I don't complain, you know, but I have an opinion, and I can express that at any time if anyone asks or if I just feel the need to express my opinion. But I don't complain. I just adjust, you know. I adjust to
Kevin
the world that I'm in. So if you got
your power.
I just wanted to say one more thing to finish answering all the questions that you guys, and then you guys get the next caller or whatever. But I'm also, I'm not voting for Biden because for the 47 years, he's done nothing but hurt black people. And I've seen Trump do more for black people in these last short years than any other president, including Obama, who was supposed to come out and help us, but he turned his back on.
There you go.
So
there you go.
And then Biden and Kamala are going in with no plan, because I believe the secret plan is for Kamala to take the office.
Right.
And
that's a good observation.
But like I said, I've seen more proof of Joe Biden. History where racism, most of his policies have been put out to hurt black people. Everything from the anti-busing, because he didn't want his children in school with black children, all the way up to the crime bill. So all he's done is hurt black people for 47 years he's been around. And I didn't vote for Trump the first time, but I'm voting for him this time because I've seen him, you know, he's more willing to work with us than any other president, and he's letting it be known. So,
In the state of Missouri, this is going to be real quick. Whites make up 82.24% of the population. 82% of the population.
Oh, wow.
Blacks make up 11.57%. Yes. Now, your local politics is what you control.
Right.
Control the local politics, like Bosley and whoever else is locally. You also choose that a federal representative, that congressperson. You tell them what you want them to do and send them off to get it done. If they don't do it, get rid of their butts. They don't have to stick around for 32 years like Bill Clay and another 18 years like Lacey.
Right. There you go. There you go. And that's part of the reason, because we got to get, you know, some type of cohesiveness as a voting block to get stuff done. But I do agree that the local elections is where the power is. It's just that what I'm seeing from these candidates, even locally, you know, they're on this Democratic platform. They're running on this Democratic platform, and I don't think that helps black people. So that's why I'm like, you know, I may just be sitting this one out. Not 100% sure.
Brother
I still
King.
May, you know, go vote locally, but I'm just not really feeling the platforms that they're running on. Yes, sir.
On the real, Brother Kev, I think you should get involved. I think you should run. You should get involved in politics. You might be that candidate that we need to go against exactly what you're talking about. See, we need more people that's talking like that to get involved that we can vote for. We don't have nobody to vote for.
Yeah, possibly. But my thing with that is, because somebody asked me that too, is, you know, I'm not going to come out there and try to be, you know, this perfect candidate. Actually, what I would do, I will put all my dirt out there at the beginning. That way nothing comes up as far as nothing comes up. You know what I'm saying? How they try to be, oh, well, he did this back and that, he did this. No, I'm putting all my dirt out there. I'm human. I make mistakes. I will continue to make mistakes. And that'll be, you know, would be something that I would just put out there, because I don't like when they put these candidates out there as being, you know, these perfect people and doing this and that, and then they have a scandal come out and then it just derails them. So my thing is, I got a lot going on personally that I deal with on a daily, just human stuff, and I would put that out in the forefront, and I don't know if people would be willing to vote for me if I put my dirt out there that I, you know, not saying it is nothing too bad, but just I would be real with the people. You know what I'm saying? I would
sound
be
like
real.
Sound like Mike Tyson. Just,
yeah, I would be real and just put it out there. Like, look, hey, it is what it is.
Well,
you know what I'm saying?
The people supposed to look at what you are supposed to be doing, not what you have done 40 years ago. And that's the way they play the game. And here's another thing. One of the reasons why come blacks vote for Democrats a lot, because Democrats push programs that are supposed to help, quote unquote, poor people. Welfare,
right.
Minimum wage, and so on.
Right.
So if they push those programs and they are getting elected by those who they are directing those programs to, guess what? They don't want them people to move out of that realm, because
they
lose out on that $187,000 a year job and full medical.
Yes, yes, yes. And that's why, again, that's why I say the Democratic policies actually – in hindsight, have hurt the black community. And just real quick, and I'm going to let y'all, you know, have y'all last comments. It's two particular policies that the Democrats push that I believe hurts black people, and why I believe that Trump would be a better candidate. And that is their policy on immigration, which we talked about, and their stance on the LGBTQ issue or whatever. How they prioritize these particular groups over black people. And I think this undermines black people. It undermines black society and the black family. So those two policies alone would favor me towards Trump, in my opinion. And then also, you know, I kind of like the way, again, he handled the corona situation as far as giving back, you know, pushing back on the powers that be. He defunded the WHO in the midst of all this stuff. And just, you know, things like that I kind of pay attention to, where I would lean towards Trump if I was to vote, because his policies either directly or indirectly benefit black people, in my opinion. But I digress, and I'm going to give y'all the last word before we wrap it up.
Indeed. Well, I'm going to make it real plain so my brother Pianchi can go in. See, all that you said there, Brother Kev, all that did was let me know. You just told me all the reasons why you need to come on out the house tomorrow and go and put that vote in for Donald Trump. Point blank. Just we done laid it out. We done made it plain. Just look, bite the bullet, bro. You go ahead and just take you a few minutes out your day. Go and cast that vote for the dime, because we don't need Donald. We don't need Joe Biden as a president. We need Donald Trump. Point blank. It ain't going to.
Yeah.
Biden is not going to do anything better for us You know what I'm saying?
This is true.
Than the doctor.
This is true.
So just come on out.
This is true.
Take a little time out your day. Come on out and vote for him. It's not going to kill you, brother. And I want to say, I'll see you in a couple of years when me and you both get in the, end up in the political realm. I see it in your future,
okay,
brother.
Okay, yes, indeed. Okay, yes, indeed.
Don't make it happen.
It. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. All right, Brother P, we want to let you
know. You know, people
word.
Say Donald Trump, you say they say Donald Trump is getting rich for himself. Donald Trump don't even take a salary. He don't take the president's salary. He donates and
true.
Gives it away.
This
that's the
true.
That's the truth. So if he's so interested mm-hmm. about enriching himself, why did he do that? He has helped blacks, and you don't know. I tell you, somebody else helped blacks too. Elvis Presley. Elvis Presley bought many black people cars and homes. You don't hear about that. Donald Trump has helped many black families that was in dire states. I told you about Jennifer Hudson when her family got killed. He allowed her entire remaining family to live in his hotel, and he provided security for them. Said, you stay there as long as you want until you feel safe to go wherever you're going. And many other cases, too. Affordable health care, existing conditions. He's not against existing conditions, but other people shouldn't be paying for it. But if you got a lot of tickets and you go to buy car insurance, those tickets are existing condition that's going to require for them to charge you more because what? You are a risk. The same thing applies with health care, too. But here's another point. Why don't the churches get together and provide some help to their members? Why don't the family
right.
get together
right.
and provide some help to their family members who only have $100
right.
and the premium is $125? Help them pay the premium. Ain't that what it's supposed to be about? Your family?
Yeah, yes, indeed. That's what it's about. That's what it's about. But great point. All right, Queen Rigel. Take us home before we hit this election Tuesday.
Right. Happy pre-election day, everybody. Y'all have fun out there. Be safe.
Oh, come on. Come on. Come on. We can go together.
Hey, you know something else, too, Roger? Let me, if I could say, you remember when times when America was great? America was great when we could go Halloween trick-or-treating with a pillowcase, come home with candy, and didn't have to worry about eating razor blades and needles. That's when America was great.
Go ahead.
Oh, I wish I had more time. I wish I had more time, but I'm going to let you have that there. And I want to thank you and everybody else for tuning in with us and supporting us. Continue to support us. If you have any show topic ideas, send us an email at collectivemind.
Yes, indeed.
Yahoo.com. Find us on Facebook. Find us on Instagram. Find us on Twitter. And tune in with us next Sunday.
Yes, indeed. 7:30
Central Standard Time. Peace.
We appreciate you, family.
All right,
peace.
See y'all at the polls. Let's get out there tomorrow. Let's go.
Yes, indeed.
Vote for me.
Trump 2020.
Stand on your square. We on the earth. We about to earn out. Tune in and turn it up to hear what we talking about. Whether it's old or a new point. Call in with your viewpoint and add to our collective of colorful perspective. The brothers, word to the mothers of the queens and the kings. We gon' get into some things. Dig deep and going deeper. Waking up the sleeper. Who be been a keeper? Yeah, your boy done found a keeper. See, we talking. Okay.